AP Radio News. I'm Jackie Quinn. The House Judiciary Committee issues a subpoena for the full unredacted Russia report. Chairman Gerald Nadler says he wants to investigate the cases cited that could be obstruction of justice.
It paints a picture of a president who lies all the time, lies to staff members, demands that his staff members lie.
Nadler spoke on CBS this morning. Several sources tell the Associated Press former Vice President Joe Biden will be announcing soon that he is running for president. In California, the trial ends for two parents accused of starving and beating most of their 13 children and shackling some of them to their beds.
David and Louise Turpin pleaded guilty in February to neglect and abuse after years of denying 12 of their 13 children food, beating them, shackling some to their beds. This daughter tells the court,
"My parents took my whole life from me. But now I'm taking my life back."
Another spoke of his continued nightmares, their mother sobbing as she tells the judge,
"I'm sorry for everything I've done to hurt my children."
The judge sentencing both parents to life in prison with the chance for parole in 25 years. I'm Tim McGuire.
Prosecutors have declined to file charges against a Little Rock police officer who fatally shot into a stolen car in February, killing the driver. Severe storms have ripped through southern states. Today, a little girl died in Tallahassee, Florida, when a tree toppled onto her home. The flu bug is not letting go this year. Federal health officials say they thought it was winding down in February, but then a second strain developed, vaccine-resistant, and it's still making people sick.
"This house is bad, Mommy."
"Michael, honey."
"It's no bad houses, they're just bad people."
The ghost hunter, whose paranormal work sparked movies like the Amityville Horror, Lorraine Warren, has died. She was 92. This is AP Radio News. A South Carolina prosecutor says an investigation concludes the death of a fifth grader last month was not related to a fight with another student. Solicitor Duffy Stone says the girl had a malformation of blood vessels in her brain that caused her to collapse and die.
Renaya Wright died of natural causes. Second, there was no evidence of trauma on or inside the body of Renaya Wright that would indicate that any fight in any magnitude contributed to her death.
The family's lawyer disagrees.
"Nothing we learned today changes the fact that Renaya was involved in a physical altercation with student two, who has a history of attacking students and teachers."
But police described it as a slapping incident. They say it lasted just about 5 seconds. Singer Adele has split from her husband, Simon Konecki. Her representative announced it today. I'm Jackie Quinn, AP Radio News.